cold drinks and panini sandwiches. We'll see you soon at Your Pie Clemson.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
I'm a bachelor this week, right?
Or next, so you're watching weeks. The Bachelor?
No. Thank God my wife and I don't watch television, because the idea of having to sit down and watch The Bachelor, and look, let's be clear, a lot of people have to watch a lot of things. A lot of ladies have to watch football on Saturday, don't want to watch that. But the idea of sitting down and watching The Bachelor, I know that I was a 2-time cancer survivor, and I know that I've been in bankruptcy 3 times now, but this decision on this rose is the single hardest thing I've ever had to go through. Oh, God. We accept this rose. Oh, come on, man. My life's too short for that stuff. My life's too short to have to, and to add the obligatory watch. Because that's what
we're
doing.
Well, it's not an obligatory watch, Mickey.
Come on, man.
We have fun watching it together.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, she's listening. Okay, I get it.
No, she's not. I can guarantee that she's not listening right now.
So. You're telling me you like watching it.
I have fun when we are watching it together, yes.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm not going to watch it myself, but together we watch it, we have a good time.
What? Anyway, so my point is that I'm a bachelor this week. And so last night, I'm in the garage hitting golf balls and working on my putting stroke, right? I'm washing my grips, first of all. When was the last time you washed your golf grips?
I don't think I have.
Okay. Wash your grips. Believe me. You need to do that. So, I'm in the garage, and I'm cranking Give Me Shelter.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in college or something, you know? Just like, wife's out of town. And oh, by the way.
Drinking Bud Heavy out of a can?
No. I made a homemade pizza. But to put it in the right perspective, too, at my age, I was in bed at 8:45. You know, your wife's out of town. Boy, you're going to get crazy, huh? Yeah, I was in bed at 8:45 last night. Anyway, this is a little Give Me Shelter throughout all that. I want to get into several things in this segment. And one is what came out of the weekend, this past weekend. And I just mentioned it. Pittsburgh's playing good football right now. Let's go back to, now their game with Georgia Tech was postponed in between these wins. But, you know, Pittsburgh on the season started out 3-0 and was ranked, and things are going great for them. The one-point loss to NC State hurt them. The one-point loss at Boston College when they missed an extra point in overtime, that hurt them. Then they lost to Miami by 12, and then Notre Dame blew their doors off. But since that game, they beat Florida State 41-17. In that game, they held Florida State under 300 yards. That's not tough. Florida State can't throw a forward pass. And they look, you know, good in forcing 3 turnovers. After the Georgia Tech cancellation, they come back this past weekend and they blitz Virginia Tech 47-14. And this game was never close. Pittsburgh had 30 first downs, had 556 yards of total offense. They threw it for 404. He was 35 of 52. This is going to look a little bit like Boston College on the offense. They're going to throw it, and they're going to throw it, and they're going to throw it again. And I think that, you know, now that Pickett is back, when it, you know, some of those losses when he was without, but they jumped on Virginia Tech and didn't let up. And the last two games, 41-17 win, 47-14 win. This is the best they've looked on both sides of the ball in the last couple of years. But here's some good news for you. Someone pointed this out to me in an email yesterday. Do you realize that the last 2 times that Clemson has played Pittsburgh, they went on to win the national championship.
Really?
Lost to them in 16.
That's right.
Beat them in the ACC championship game in 18 and went on to win. And you want the best news?
What's that?
Playing Pittsburgh this Saturday, playing Pittsburgh next year.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Before we get to snap up, quick on the ACC games, it was no Georgia Tech, Miami, and no Wake Forest, Duke, no Clemson, Florida State. Virginia beat Abilene Christian 55-14. That's not important. Louisville, though, this was a big win for Louisville. They needed it. They're now 3-6. Syracuse is terrible. But they shut Syracuse out Friday night, 30-0. In case you didn't see this game, I watched maybe two quarters of this game. It was complete dominance. Syracuse had 7 first downs, John Hite. Syracuse had a total of 137 yards of total offense. Syracuse was 6 of 16 passing. Dino Babers' team, can you imagine this? 6 of 16 passing for 45 yards, and they ran it for 92 yards. Now, it was sloppy. There were 6 turnovers in the game. But this is – they're down to Culpepper and Morgan at quarterback. The offensive line's bad. Syracuse has nothing in the tank. They're done. Louisville needed this one to kind of help right their ship a little bit moving forward. Hawkins has opted out. But in this one, Cunningham played better. I still don't understand Conley not – I thought Conley was ready, but he's not. And actually, it was, you know, it's the best that Louisville's looked all year long. Finally, in the ACC this past weekend, NC State beat Liberty. In case you didn't see it, a blocked field goal with less than 2 minutes to go helped preserve the game for NC State. State held Liberty and Liberty's quarterback Willis, the transfer, they held him just 279 yards of offense. And NC State's playing much, much better, and I got to give Dave Dorn some credit because NC State is 6-3. They're going to beat Syracuse this week. They go to 7-3. I think they beat Georgia Tech at home. NC State's going 8-3, and their losses would have been to, at the time, a ranked Virginia Tech team, a ranked North Carolina team, and a ranked Miami team. NC State is a much better football team than I would have guessed going into the season. Completely missed on what NC State had coming in. So you give Dave Dorn and his team a lot of credit for in this COVID season. Let me get Snap Hook up, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are y'all?
Blessed, buddy. Very, very blessed.
So Mickey, my 18-year-old's home from her, you know, first semester in college, and you know, get flipping around the tube last night. Yeah, she got introduced to Sling Blade last night.
Oh!
And so, you know, her saddest moment in the whole movie was Dole Hargrave slinging Terrence in the wheelchair into the door.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the sad moments, she picked that one.
Yeah, but that's bad.
That was the most tragic part of the movie in her eyes.
All here's what I'm telling you. That now that she's seen the movie, you know, you got some Christmas coming up, right?
Yep.
Why not? There are several T-shirts that are out there. There is a J.D. Shellnut for Sheriff T-shirt. There is a Dole Hargraves Construction Company T-shirt. So,
yep.
I think it'd be a great present coming up. I think playing cards with J.D. Shellnut, Chief of Police, I think it'd be a great T-shirt for.
Well, I'm thinking Bill Cox Motor Repair.
Yes, yes. It's got gas in it. Yeah, yeah. Bill Cox, that's right.
I got to get the zero turn worked on anyway. So, I mean, we might as well
take
it to Bill Cox.
What a movie, man. What a movie.
great. Epic. Legend. I still can't believe John Hyde ain't seen it yet. But
what?
Anyway, just he said he hadn't seen it, right?
John, have you not seen Sling Blade?
It's been a while.
Come on, man. You don't know what we're talking about here?
Fully know.
Oh, my word. You gotta get back into it. Promise me on that one. Remember the Titans. You watch that one. We'll be good.
All right, so I'll watch it sometime in the next 25 years then, since you've been holding off on Remember the Titans for how long?
Yeah. Remember the Titans. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I get it. Black-white thing, high school football, some testosterone quotes. We're going to be tough and win and come back. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. So the reason I called, you know, sorry for the tangent, but where do you realistically, end of the season, the Shants run the table, where do you see Coastal Carolina finishing this football season? I mean, I've thought about this, you know, how could, like, I know this is just a wild, wild thought. There's no way they make a playoff run, right?
Not
no
even
way.
Close.
I mean, that's impossible.
Not even close.
But is there a top 10 for the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers? I'll take it off there, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Snaphook. No, because, I mean, I hate to be the guy. But I watched them a little bit this weekend. It's a great story. I'm pulling for them. I think it's awesome. But
there's no reason to depend on how the bowl season shakes out. And they win all their games, win their league. That in the final poll, there's no reason that they couldn't come in at 10 or 9.
There's a very good reason. Because they're not the top 10 team.
They won one of the 10 best seasons.
Yeah, but, John, if...
I'd rather you give the vote to them or versus the fourth-place SEC team.
But, John, if the fourth-place SEC team played Kansas, Campbell, Arkansas State, Louisiana, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, South Alabama, Troy, App State, Liberty, and they'd go undefeated with those teams, too. And if you put Coastal Carolina in the ACC... they'd lose to Clemson, Notre Dame, NC State, North Carolina, Miami, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's better than Coastal Carolina. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a great story. It's a COVID story. It's a great. It's in the state. That's great. But you watched them. You know, Boston College is better than Coastal Carolina,
yeah.
And Pittsburgh's better than Coastal Carolina. So let's don't pretend that. You know, it's great, man, for what they've done at their level. That's amazing. It's awesome. And go to a bowl game and have success and go undefeated and have it all. But don't tell me top 10 when Alabama's better, Notre Dame's better, Ohio State, Clemson, A&M, Florida, Cincinnati, BYU, Oregon, Miami. That's 10 there. Northwestern would beat them. Indiana would beat them. Georgia would beat them. Oklahoma would beat them. Iowa State would beat them. Wisconsin would beat them. Southern Cal would beat them. Texas would beat them. Auburn would beat them. I told you, Pittsburgh, Boston College, NC State would beat them. North Carolina would beat them. I mean, come on, man. It's a great story. I love it. But let's don't talk about playoffs. Let's not talk about New Year's Day 6 because Cincinnati and BYU are better than they are. It's a great, great, great story. But it's not top 10, and it's not New Year's Day 6, and it's not college football playoff.
Well, it's a good thing we already had the election because I don't think you'd win anything in this state with that take.
That's fine. That's fine because people don't want to hear the truth. I mean.
Maybe you should have run for something because.
I mean,
look at all the truth out there.
Sorry, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I pull for them. But I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up you because Wisconsin would beat them. They'd run the ball right at them, couldn't stop them. Southern Cal would beat them. Auburn would beat them. North Carolina would beat them.
What Auburn?
Yes. Auburn would line up and smash.
Bo Nix would find a way to.
No, Bo Nix is.
Could Tennessee beat them?
Listen. Jarrett Garantano, whatever, is better than the McCall kid. McCall kid, it looks like an arm punt coming out of his hands over there. Let's don't ball fluttering out. Let's don't pretend like that. Let me put it like this. As bad as Tennessee is, Tennessee would be undefeated with their schedule.
If the schedules hadn't been altered, would Coastal have beaten South Carolina Williams-Brice Stadium?
I don't think so. I don't think so, no. Hmm. They would. I mean, you could look at it, player for player. Look at the...
I take Grayson McCall over any quarterback that South Carolina
has.
No,
Grayson McCall is a good little quarterback, but his arm, he had the – you saw the ball
and
come
Colin
out
Hills?
Hands. Colin Hills got a cannon for an arm compared to Grayson McCall. Come on, man. I mean, come on. It's a great story.
It is a great story.
And he pulled for him. He's sure. Like taking shots at South Carolina.
I do.
But
it's rivalry
Hills,
week.
But Colin Hills' arm is 10 times stronger than McCall's arm. The ball looks like it flutters out of there, and it's good. He's a great little quarterback. It's a good story.
Could he start at Kentucky?
Yes, he could start at Kentucky.
We can agree on that one. He could start at Kentucky.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, and it sounds like good story. Pull for him. Great. But you also got to know your role. It's a tremendous year. but playoff, no. New Year's Day, six, no. Top 10, no. Because they're not one of the 10 best teams.
They don't have a shot at New Year's six because you have Cincinnati and BYU.
That's
there.
Exactly right. And you know what? Deservingly so, because BYU and Cincinnati would beat them by double digits.
I want to see them in a bowl game, though, matched up with
a
good, not great, Power 5 team.
Absolutely. And that'd be a good – that's where they belong. They belong to play a good, solid Power 5 team. Yes, 100% right. But not in the New Year's Day 6, not in the playoffs, no.
I don't need to see – as great of a story as it is, I kind of agree with you. I don't need to see Coastal Carolina in the Cotton Bowl.
No, they would get destroyed.
But put them in the Outback Bowl. Capital One, put them in, you know, something like that.
But get them a good, solid mid-made or, you know, a mid-Power 5 team to play, and that's it'd be great for them. And I'm pulling for them like crazy. But I can't sit here and pretend like it's something that's not. I'm sorry.
Chance up.
Yeah. And no, I'll tell you what it's like. So anyway, priority one, we're safe and sound inside the priority one security. And with the Chanticleer's fans charging the building now with pitchforks and fire coming at us right now, you know what? Probably need security out here. Priority one, priority the number one, security.com. We believe in this family-owned, family-operated business. We believe in what they do and how they do it. It's our great friends at Priority One. The technology really is amazing, and it's a lot of fun to see. It's our great friends at Priority One. I love the gadgets. I love looking on my phone, looking at the cameras and looking at everything you can do there. And love their support. Really love their support when it comes to the fundraising and matching it for $60,000 now. These folks have given back to our communities with the All In and the Tigers for Tatas campaign. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Let's touch on what happened in the SEC this past weekend and on some of the national scenes. Don't forget, we'll have a Gamecocks coach searching update with Tony Morrell at 8:05. Your phone calls when we come back right after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who refuse to let happy hour end without squeezing in one more round. The type of guys who would rather sweat from unspeakable places than stop eating the spiciest wings on the menu. And the men who still chuckle when they order their wings bone in. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit everlandliving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 866-926-9132.
Hey Clemson family, Eric McLean here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Duck Donuts in Greenville. Proud Clemson alumni Greg Terry and his wife Julie are happy to open their doors to you this season, and their warm welcomes are just the start of your Duck Donuts experience. They've got the most delicious, warm, fresh donuts you'll ever eat, but the best part? They are all made to order with flavors for everyone in the family. Start your morning off right, go to the Plaza on Pelham, or you can order online at duckdonuts.com.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner. Using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the Press Box, weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Glad to have you with us, my friends at Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. If you've listened here recently, you've heard me talk about Trehel and some of what other people are saying about Trehel. And I think that's the best the best advertiser is Mickey Plotter Show. Everybody knows that. And on a serious note, that's what they say, which is awfully flattering for them to say that to us. But the other thing is that we continue to get awesome reviews. And I like putting it in their words, because this is real life applications, and it's people that you know. Tom Wincott's been a friend of mine for many, many, many years. And Tom said this about Trehel. Having partnered or been involved with Trehel on well over $100 million worth of development projects that have all contained some element of risk, I know from a personal experience that Trehel's main focus on any project is maintaining the relationship with the client and putting the client's best interest first. You know, that's a couple of good points in there. Number one is this is high stakes. I mean, you're not going to be building a whole lot of big time projects. So when you do, it's got to be done and got to be done right. You can't afford for things to go wrong. Another good friend of mine is a developer here locally, and he said, look, us losing this is not an option. We're going to make this thing work. So Trehel does that. But knowing, and the second part of that is relationships. And the third part of this is the client's best interest first every single time. Every building done on time, every single time. Think about our great friends at Trehel Building, industrial, education, healthcare, ministry, commercial, municipal, multifamily, nonprofit, adaptive reuse. They'll do it all for you. 800-319-7006, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. On the Sling Blade stuff, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dole Hargreaves is the single greatest male cinematic character in the history of cinema. And on the other side of the equation, Livia Soprano, Tony's mom, is the greatest female character in
You're a big cinematic. Miss Soprano fan. Drove me nuts.
Olivia?
This great character drove me nuts.
That's right. she was supposed to drive you nuts.
Drive me nuts.
That's what, you know, some of these villains people so were like, I couldn't stand that guy. I hated that character in the thing. Well, good. That's what she's supposed to do.
She played the part well.
Right.
The role just drove me nuts.
Right. But you know what? There's a lot of people like Livia Soprano. Have you paid attention to our text line? We got a lot of Livias out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all we right. certainly do.
All right. Just making sure you know that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, she played the role fantastically.
Right.
But it was one of those characters just like, it drove you up a wall sometimes watching that show.
There's a lot of them out there, buddy.
I say, that's one of the better things I did at the beginning of the pandemic was start The Sopranos because I never had HBO at the time.
Texture says, so Hargraves Construction is a real construction company. I saw a truck in Rayburn County, Georgia. Man, I'm telling you, if it's Hargraves Construction, I'm building with them, man. On top of that, you got the police on your side. I play cards with J.D. Shelnut, chief police. All right, let me give you the SEC reviewing what happened this past weekend and what it means moving forward.
More?
Well, yeah, it does mean. It just means more. And then we'll talk some national stuff because there's a couple revelations on the national scene to tell you about. As far as last weekend goes, some of the – I took nothing out of the Kentucky and Alabama game. Everybody knows that even though Kentucky drove it twice early, that would end pretty quickly. Kentucky was 10 of 25 throwing the ball. Kentucky can't throw the ball. And Alabama was just going to, you know, hit big plays, and Alabama's going to run the game down and all that. So that was not any kind of – nothing came out of that one that was surprising by any way. The Florida-Vanderbilt game, to be honest with you, this was a lot closer than people anticipated at halftime. This was 17-10. Florida scored in the last minute of the first half. Actually, Vanderbilt had a 10-7 lead with 5 minutes to go in the first half. And then they put it on ice there by outplaying them in the second half. But this was not the game that a lot of people expected. And Vanderbilt had over 400 yards of offense. Vanderbilt threw it for 319. And if you're paying attention for next season, I don't know who the head coach is going to be at Vanderbilt. I love this, though. I love that these announcers have to, and I've been a color guy for high school and college before, so I know what happens. And I see it, right? So you have to be the nice guy. I get it. But then you turn on the SEC network in their studio show afterwards, and they're saying stuff like, you know, this is another great example why if you're Vanderbilt, you got to give Derek Mason, you know, another year this thing. He is – this football team is headed in the right direction. He's getting players. It's like, what? Let's just be clear about this. Derek Mason is 27 and 54 at Vanderbilt. He's 10 and 45 in the SEC at Vanderbilt.
I'm honestly shocked he has 10 wins.
He's won three of his last 16 games at Vanderbilt.
That's what.
Okay. Three of his last 19 games. Three of his last 19 games at Vanderbilt.
That's why the number 10 seems so surprising to me.
Right. Look, it's time to go, man. You've had your time. It's time to go. But my point there is Ken Seals is a guy that you can build around. He's got a live arm. He's a freshman. He's a big kid, 6'3", 215, 220, and he's got a really live arm, and he's going to give Vanderbilt a chance moving forward offensively. Vanderbilt is not the easiest out in the world now because they actually have a passing game. Imagine that, Kentucky. You actually are able to throw the ball with having a little bit of a clue, you know, offensively. So – but no surprise there. The only surprise come out of that one was it was a little closer than people think. Shocked about what happened in Georgia. Absolutely shocked. Watched the entire game. Georgia shocked that they can't run the ball. 23 carries for 8 yards.
Yeah.
And then shocked that JT Daniels comes out and goes 28 of 38 for 401 and 4 touchdowns and no picks.
But isn't it very Georgia football like to finally have this big passing attack and forget how to do everything else?
Yep. Can play defense, couldn't run the ball. It's the exact opposite of what Georgia's looked like all year long.
Over the last 3 years.
But remember this, 10 minutes ago in this game's tied.
Yeah.
And Mississippi State had the ball twice to try to tie it up there, maybe going for two.
A team that filled, what, 40-something scholarship players?
Yeah.
That has won, what, 1-2 games all season?
Freshman quarterback Will Rogers goes 41 of 52 for 336, a touchdown, no picks. They couldn't run it either. The whole game featured 30 rushing yards. But they just dinked and dumped underneath. And this game was a absolute war. And if you didn't have JT Daniels,
they would have lost that game.
They would have lost the football game.
But and probably fairly badly if you couldn't run the ball like that.
JT Daniels.
That offensive line had no push whatsoever.
None. But he looked good.
He did. He and, looked feeling great.
Good on them, man.
About time.
Tennessee-Auburn. Tennessee jumps out to a 10-0 lead and then lays an egg after that. This game was about what I expected, except for Tennessee moved it better than I thought. They actually ran the ball for 222, but some big plays and really some looking at it right now, making sure I'm right with saying this. The entire game turned around with 221 in the third quarter. Tennessee's driving to take a 17-13 lead, and Smoke Monday takes it 100 yards interception return.
That was incredible.
That's a 14-point turnaround, and that's the football game right there. That's it. So that's what cost them. Tennessee kind of outplayed Auburn for the most part, except for Smoke Monday took it to the house from 100 yards out. It's a 5-game losing streak now at Tennessee. And Auburn's ranked, but everybody knows Auburn's not a good football team. Not totally shocked by what happened in Fayetteville. LSU wins 27-24. In this one, T.J. Finley's not bad. 271, two touchdowns, no picks. Davis Price had over 100 yards rushing. This was a back-and-forth kind of game. LSU blocked a field goal late that was the difference in the game. LSU goes to 3-3, Arkansas at 3-5. About what I expected. Close fourth quarter game, came down to one or two plays, and LSU happened to make those plays. And then finally, Missouri and South Carolina. Missouri was down to 52, 53 players, something like this.
They were right at that threshold.
Missouri jumped out, had a 17-0 halftime lead, and kind of held on. Two different halves here. Gamecocks insert Luke Doty in the second half. He looked better than Colin Hill. 14-23 for 130 yards, no touchdowns, a pick. Doty ran for 59 yards. He was a leading rusher and leading passer. Shai Smith got hurt very early in this game, caught one ball for 9 yards. Once he went out, Hill had no clue, didn't know who else to throw it to, and had no other receivers. They insert Doty to run around and make some plays. Doty looked better than I would have thought coming into it, but, you know, he's a dual threat guy, but you got to have that with the offensive line they have now.
Right.
Bottom line is both these teams are right around 300 yards of offense. The Gamecocks had 283 yards of offense and, you know, couldn't capitalize there at the end.
Did you see anything? I wasn't able to watch this game. I didn't get it on my – on the TV. Did you happen to see anything out of Luke Doty that makes you think that whoever the coach is at South Carolina can use him as a starter moving forward?
Yeah. Dual threat. He's a good athlete. He's got a strong arm. He's not the greatest, most accurate passer. Accuracy is a little bit of an issue with him. Mayer's dad made a good point. Part of it is, I think he had wide receiver shoulder pads on and his pads are too big throwing the ball. And his arms are curled. He's got some big guns and his arms are curled up like a wide receiver and he looks like a quarterback playing back there. So you got to change his pads maybe. But yeah, he's a guy that you could build around a little bit. Well, I've told him well about this. I don't think that he's just a freshman. So he'll develop as a passer's sure. accuracy. But he's got arm strength. It's not like it floats out there.
Okay.
And he's a good little athlete. Like he moves around pretty good. And so, yeah, I think you with that offensive line and with no other, you know, playmakers anywhere else, I think you have to go Luke Doty moving forward.
Well, I think
now he'll get smothered by Georgia this weekend.
Oh yeah, but when I think you look at the names on the coaching list, they all run that RPO, the read option stuff. A lot of them seem to do. I mean, Billy Napier's offense is built almost entirely around it.
His mobility will bail out the offensive line, bail out the running game, and maybe buy him extra time back there and maybe throw the ball, you know, get it downfield a little bit.
Will Shai Smith be back this weekend in Georgia?
I don't know that. We'll ask Tony that.
Okay.
But that's something to continue to watch for. But Georgia will swallow him up.
I kind of I'm a little upset.
Why?
I'm a little upset that South Carolina gets to play a rival this weekend and we don't get to.
Yeah. I tell you, I think the Gamecocks lose to Georgia. And then I think they beat Kentucky up in Kentucky.
So I need Kentucky to win. I need my 2-8 preseason prediction to stand strong.
3-7 is what it looks like to me now and then moving forward. And then we'll see who the next coach is going to be. But I watched the game. My tape didn't watch it as well.
Okay.
But it felt weird. I told Meredith before the game, it's like, It's only the second time I remember, and one was earlier this year where I didn't do it. It's only the second time I can remember a South Carolina game being on TV where Clemson was not playing at the same time and I had other interest in other games instead.
Mm-hmm.
That I watched the Georgia game with JT Daniels.
Yeah, I watched
JT Daniels, I probably watched more South Carolina. But that's where we were with
all that. If I would have gotten the South Carolina game, I would have watched both. But
why do you get an SEC alternative? You don't get that?
Mm.
Oh, really?
No, but I got the...
They did cut away at one point in time and did Georgia for about 8 minutes.
Really?
And they came back to it? Yeah, they had the feed messed up.
I did watch almost the entire... I fell asleep on the couch in the fourth quarter of the Georgia game, but I watched bulk of it.
Yeah, interesting finish there. All right, when we come back, I want to touch on this. Ohio State has issues. I want to touch on the Cincinnati-Central Florida game, and I'm going to give Cincinnati all kinds of credit, even though the game's close. Also, Northwestern kind of joined the talk a little bit. Oregon held on to stay in the talk a little bit. Oklahoma punked Oklahoma State. Iowa State crushed Kansas State. And Jake Bentley made his debut. So we've got a lot of the national games to talk about when we come back. Folks, get to Hartwell, Georgia. Get to Katichi. Find a way to go down and play this golf course. Eat at the Waterfall Grill. Stay down there, luxurious accommodations. If you just go to the website, katichi.com, put this on your favorite right now, katichi.com, because the pictures kind of tell 1,000 words, right? And you can see the golf course. You can see some of the beautiful vistas there and the images. You see this 40,000 square foot clubhouse. But you can also see, do a Google search, an image, or whatever search engine you use with Katichi and see some of the holes we're talking about there. But also look at those accommodations, what those suites look like inside the clubhouse. And then when you get there, you got to check the chandeliers out. I've never told anybody to look at chandeliers. You need to look at these chandeliers. It's amazing. It's great. It's great food. Great place. Short drive. Nice getaway. CATEECHEE.com. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment. Talking national college football. We'll also preview what happens with the college football playoff poll. And then don't forget Tony Morrell coaching search at South Carolina update at 8:05. Much more after this.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game only on The Roar.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hear what owners are saying about Thomas Beach Vacations Owner Services.
I have two properties down here. One stays in the rental pool 52 weeks of the year. The other, I can rent out 3 months of the year. They approach my three-month rental with the same commitment as they do the one across the street. Thomas Beach Vacations, they make you feel like you're part of the family.
Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Customer focus, results driven.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Circumstances continue to drive uncertainties for families in our communities. One constant you can consider is the funding available for your student to attend college. Thanks to the South Carolina Workforce Industry Needs Scholarship, Tri-County students majoring in critical workforce areas like healthcare, manufacturing, computers, criminal justice, or early childhood may be eligible for a scholarship that pays $100 per credit hour. Learn more at tctc.edu/SCWINS.
Thanksgiving. It's part of the fabric and culture of our country. What a great time for families to reconnect. Not only does Thanksgiving build the bonds of family, but our neighborhoods and communities as well.
This week at Ingles, select Campbell's Cream of Chicken or Cream of Mushroom Soup, 88 cents each. Select Varieties 48-ounce Crisco Oil, 2 for $5. And select Duncan Hines Classic Cake Mix, 98 cents each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Don't be a turkey. Recycle your used cooking oil at Greenville County's residential waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 243-9672 or go to greenvillecounty.org. And happy Thanksgiving from the Greenville County Solid Waste Division.
If you are a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local people you can count on and trust. You don't get any more local and experienced than Pinecrest Foods. Their mission is to sell local quality products while providing the best delivery service possible for their customers. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Mayola Milk and Clemson's Best Ice Cream. Proud to serve all channels and formats, from grocery to convenience store, hospital to restaurant. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference and the products they carry. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
Who better than real customers to tell the story on behalf of George Coleman Ford? Denise writes, quote, "This is the only place I go to even think about buying a car. The best deals, the best service, hands down. Staff is amazing. It takes me around an hour to get there, but it's the only dealership I've ever experienced with being honest. They score 100 in my book. It's customers like another lady named Denise who remind us why you should buy your next vehicle from George Coleman Ford."
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. And that's why you can find us in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Homegrown alligator. See you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like
Tracy and her husband took the health dare and lost a combined total of 46 pounds and 67 inches. They say the program was easy to do. They even did it while they were at the beach on vacation. You don't go to the gym. You can still have fast food. And so if you want to reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, obesity, call the health dare. They'll reverse your symptoms in 30 days or give you your money back. Right now, buy one, get one free. So this is easy at 1-877-I-DARE-ME for free consultation or go to idareme.com. Open phone lines in this segment. I want to touch on several things here. First, on this national scene, and John, as I told you going into on Friday's show, we were here. We're talking about Ohio State and Indiana. Josh Williams and I talked about it. You and I talked about it all week last week. That this is a big game for a couple things. One is Ohio State going to try to make a statement. They did, and then they blew it. They're up 35-7, and they blew that statement. But or is Indiana going to, you know, be comfortable in a big game? They weren't early. They did come back. Indiana outplayed Ohio State, outscoring them 28-7 there in the final. 35 minutes or 25 minutes of the game. With that said, there are some alarming things that happened in there. Number one, Justin Fields has the propensity to hold the football too long. three interceptions as well. Fields did not look like a Heisman Trophy winner. Just 18 of 30 for 300, two touchdowns but three picks, 15 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown there. Boy, I mean, Garrett Wilson looks amazing. He's awesome. Olave looks great. But Master Teague looked fantastic running the ball, but they gave up 491 yards through the air. Here's what's happening at Ohio State right now. Sean Wade had to move from safety to corner or nickel to corner. He's not a cornerback. He got beat repeatedly. Freifogel beat him up and down the field. And even when he had good coverage, he didn't have good ball skills. Michael Penix threw for 491 and five touchdowns. All the Indiana had minus one rushing yard. Indiana didn't try to run the ball. They ran it 16 times, threw it 51 times. They were behind. But still, they couldn't run the ball. As we knew going in, Indiana didn't run the ball well. They gave up five touchdowns and 491 yards through the air. The safeties aren't very good. The secondary's not very good. And Ohio State showed some vulnerability. If I'm Alabama, if I'm Clemson, if I'm Notre Dame, I'm licking my chops facing that defense right now. All right. Also, of the rant games, I'm going to give Cincinnati all the credit in the world for a nice win against Central Florida, 36-33. Here's what happened in that game, and I watched a lot of this one. They walked into an ambush. Central Florida was ready to play. Central Florida was hyped, and the crowd was into it for what little crowd you can have there now. But it was a nice crowd for them. It's 14-3 at the end of the first quarter, and Central Florida's playing great. Cincinnati settled down. They settled in. Ritter looked like his normal self after the first quarter. And Cincinnati came back and did what they had to do to win. That's their best win of the year. And that's a nice, nice moving forward. Going on the road in a lot of years, a lot of teams have lost that game. Give Cincinnati a heck of a lot of credit for that win. Speaking of that part of the country, Northwestern and Wisconsin, this was a shocker. Mertz had a good game throwing the football. You held Wisconsin to 136 yards rushing. When you watch Northwestern play defense, they had the same defense coordinator for years. The guy's like 80-something years old. He's an old guy. He's been there forever. I saw this during the broadcast. His first year of coach was like 1970. Like, the guy's been there forever.
Yeah.
They shut down and run. They
big time.
Yeah, they're exactly what I would do as a defense coordinator. You might throw it, but we're going to shut the run down. Well, they held a Wisconsin team to 136 on the ground, and that doesn't happen often. The other part of it is Mertz did throw for 230. He threw three picks. That really hurt him. Northwestern couldn't run the ball. As a matter of fact, Northwestern could have iced the game earlier, but they were still throwing it because they knew they couldn't run it.
Right.
Still, they held Wisconsin to 7 points, ruined their season. Moving forward, it looks now like Northwestern and Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. Oregon held on against UCLA and a second-team quarterback. I'd be alarmed if I'm Oregon. Second-team quarterback for UCLA put up 35 points.
They had some injuries.
Yes.
Kayvon Thibodeau and Noah Sewell.
Yeah, and Flo's out for the year.
Flo's out for the year, yeah, but it didn't happen within the game.
Right, okay.
Those two happened within the game. But, yeah, Flo being out is – I mean, Flo and Thibodeau, those are two huge losses for that defense.
Two five-stars.
Yeah.
Yep, no doubt. So, all in all, you still be concerned about Oregon with that one. Oklahoma sent a statement to Oklahoma State. They own that state. They were pretty balanced. Rattlers looked better as of late. He stopped throwing picks. He threw four touchdowns, no picks in this one. They shut down Spencer Sanders. Hubbard has had just an awful year. Chuba Hubbard had 8 carries for 44 yards.
Has he had, from an individual standpoint, one of the most disappointing yes. seasons in the country, yep. if not the most?
Yep. Yep. No doubt. He has hurt himself as much as any player in the country in this season. And then just a couple more quick ones. Iowa State put an absolutely wood chipper on Kansas State this past weekend. They held Kansas State to 76 yards passing and 73 yards rushing. That was a defensive masterpiece. Not only that, they turned Kansas State over three times. Kansas State had 9 first downs in this one and 149 yards. Iowa State outgained them 539 to 149 and sent Kansas State to 4-4. And Iowa State now looks like they're headed to the Big Ten championship, Big 12 championship game. So good, great, you know, great news for Iowa State and their defense, and Heacock's done an amazing job there. Jake Bentley got his Utah debut. He did not start for Utah, but came in, went 16-28 for 171, a touchdown, two picks. Big difference there. Southern Cal took care of the Utes.
I mean, watching Utes. Jake Bentley lose to USC was kind of funny to me. made me chuckle.
I see what you did there.
It's rivalry week.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Still weird they're not playing football this weekend. Doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. It doesn't feel like anything coming out of that. Finally, a couple more games. Illinois went to Nebraska and won 41-23.
Black shirts.
Well, yeah, with the black jerseys, black uniforms.
Burn them. Never wear those again, Nebraska.
Nebraska 1-3.
How are they so bad?
Speaking of bad, Iowa went to Happy Valley, and at 2-2, they beat Penn State 41-21 to send Penn State to 0-5. Now, just an awful, awful deal there. And then finally, Michigan squeaked it out, had a major comeback, and under McNamara, by the way. And this game, Rutgers had them late. Rutgers was up 17-0 at one time. And Rutgers kind of had them late. Rutgers had to score late to send it overtime. But in three overtimes, in the first overtime, nobody scored. In the second overtime, they both scored. And in the third overtime, Michigan scored and won 48-42 to go to 2-3 in the season. But two things. Greg Schiano has Rutgers playing better. And Jim Harbaugh does not have Michigan playing very well. Now, it goes to show you in that game that Schiano is a better football coach than Jim Harbaugh. Schiano took Rutgers talent and took them to three overtimes against Michigan talent. There was an old saying years ago where they say Bear Bryant could beat Usins and beat Urins and take Urins and beat Usins. Hissins. Take Hissins and beat Minins.
Is that from the Jeremy Pruitt Book of English?
Yes, through all that. But anyway, just a dumpster fire going on up in at several places across the country, Michigan, Penn State, Tennessee, among those that we talked about. This week's an interesting week. Tomorrow's show, we'll give you the Thanksgiving deals, and then Friday we'll do what else happening with a bunch of Friday games. That's going to be awesome.
That Notre Dame-North Carolina game, I'm excited for.
Massive game. For Notre Dame and their national championship hopes. Tonight, the college football playoff poll comes out for the first time, and it will be extremely interesting. So in our next hour, we'll get into the college football playoff poll coming up. We'll ask, we'll kind of give you what to look for, what we think is going to happen coming up with that one. However, when we come back, we're going to get with Tony Morrell, a decommitment for the Gamecocks, a potential new starting quarterback for the Gamecocks, and we'll get a South Carolina update on the coaching search. My feeling is that the field has widened theoretically, but narrowed realistically. Make sense?
Not really, but that's why I'm intrigued.
There's more names that are bantered about.
Okay.
But in the end, those names aren't going to get the job.
Okay.
So, in theory, there's Jeff Munkin's name, there's Matt Campbell's name, there's Scott Satterfield's name.
Right.
In practice, it's going to be Beamer or Napier, in my opinion. So we'll talk about that coming up with Tony Morrell and get his thoughts on that theory coming up, on that hypothesis I have coming up. Our friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com would love to sit down with you when it comes to maybe buying a home, maybe buying your next home and seeing what that looks like. And we'll talk to you about maybe what it looks like as far as refinancing and maybe getting you down and, I don't know, get down to 15 years. Can you imagine paying a 15-year mortgage rather than a 30-year mortgage at even better rates? They're doing it right now where you're cutting it down, but you're also getting a better rate than what you currently have. Or remodeling. Maybe you like your neighborhood, like the bones of your house. Maybe you just want to add on the rooms. Maybe add, maybe add the outdoor kitchen and the pool and the screen-in porch or the back deck, something like that. Maybe redoing your bathrooms, whatever it might be. Let them take care of you. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Hyde.com. With John Hyde, I'm Mickey Plata. We'll talk some South Carolina with Tony Marino.